This is Denise.
Oh, hi, Denise. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
There is, but I don't want to keep doing it. I want to be done.
Okay, so I need to give you some options because if you recall, in the voice verification recording and the terms and conditions that we have on file, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 30th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $69 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel the account with a past due balance. However, how come you're wanting to cancel?
Because I'm 67 years old.
Oh, you're going to skill. Oh, congratulations. That's great. You're going to kind of go into retirement mode, it sounds like, huh?
Yes.
Oh, I love that. That's so great. So if you wanted to, as soon as you take care of that past due amount, we can absolutely cancel the account. You don't have to pay it today if things are tight, but just try to do it before the end of the month because come February 20th.
Can I just give my credit card number right now?
Yeah, we'll take care of it. Yeah, because if you do it right now, I can send you a confirmation in 15 minutes of the cancellation. That way you don't worry about any further charges, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so go ahead when you're ready, Denise.
It's 4465.
Okay.
4210.
Uh-huh.
9067-7137.
Okay, expiration?
1127.
And the code?
653.
653, okay. So let me get your authorization, and then I'll process the cancellation, and you'll be good to go.
Okay.
It's a beautiful picture of you on your website, by the way. It doesn't look like you're 67. Good for you. That's great.
Oh, those are wedding photographers taking the picture and sending it to me, and they do many edits.
They do good jobs, though. Okay, so let me see here. I don't know. I'm getting the same error. It's saying suspected fraud, which is interesting because that's what it said on the other account ending in 7601. So do you think
that one was. I had to cancel it for fraud. But this one, I don't know.
Well, maybe check your phone or your email. Maybe the bank is going to tell you, oh, you know, there's a $69 charge trying to process from out of state, and maybe you just have to authorize it or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sometimes they
I'm looking right now. I do not see anything. That's weird. Can you try and do it again? Or no?
Mm-hmm. I can. You said, actually, the system coded out the whole number. I can only see the last 4. So let's just put the whole thing in again and see if maybe I had a number off or something.
Okay.
So go ahead when you're ready.
4465.
Mm-hmm.
4210.
Okay.
9067.
Mm-hmm.
7137.
Mm-hmm.
And expires 1127.
And 654 on the back?
No, 653.
Oh, maybe that was it, 653.
Everything
looked like it matched from the first time except that code, so maybe that's what it was. So let me just make sure. And it's still the De Montreville Trail for the building address?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then that shouldn't be the problem. Okay, so let's see if now that we fixed the code, if it'll go through. Okay, it did. I got the green light. So thank you for taking care of that, Denise, and enjoy your retirement. I'm envious of you. That's so awesome that you get to do that. And have a really great rest of your week, too.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.